Page 58. Reading.
After 20 Years by O. Henry. The policeman moved up the avenue. It was barely 10 p.m., but chilly wind and rain had forced most people indoors. Now and then you might see the lights of a cigar store or an all-night restaurant, but most of the businesses were closed. The policeman suddenly slowed his walk. In a darkened doorway, a man leaned with an unlit cigar in his mouth. As the policeman walked up to him, the man spoke quickly. "It's all right," he reassured the officer. He explained that he was just waiting for a friend. "It's an appointment made 20 years ago." The man struck a match and lit his cigar. The light showed a pale, square-jawed face with clever eyes and a little white scar near his right eyebrow. 20 years ago tonight," said the man. "I dined here with Jimmy Wells, my best friend. He and I were raised here in New York, just like two brothers. The next morning, I was to start for the West to make my fortune, but Jimmy wouldn't leave New York. Well, we agreed that night that no matter what, we would meet here again exactly 20 years from that date and time." "It sounds interesting," said the policeman. He asked if the man had heard from his friend since then. "Well, yes, for a time we corresponded," said the other. "But after a year or two, we lost track of each other. But I know Jimmy will turn up if he's still alive." The man pulled out an impressive watch, set with diamonds. "Did well out west, didn't you?" asked the policeman. "You bet. I hope Jimmy has done half as well." The policeman began to walk off. "I'll be on my way. Hope your friend comes. Good night, sir." There was now a fine, cold drizzle falling, and the wind had become stronger. In the door of the store, the man smoked his cigar and waited. After about 20 minutes, a tall man in a long overcoat hurried across from the opposite side of the street. "Is that you, Bob?" he asked. "Is that you, Jimmy Wells?" cried the man in the door. "Bless my heart!" exclaimed the new arrival. "It's Bob! Well, well, how has the West treated you, old man?" "Great. It has given me everything I wanted." "You've changed lots, Jimmy. I never thought you were so tall." "Oh, I grew a bit after I was 20, said the man. He suggested going around to a place he knew of to have a good long talk about old times. The two men started up the street, arm in arm. At the corner, they came to a drugstore, brilliant with lights. Each of them turned to gaze upon the other's face. The man from the West stopped suddenly and released his arm. "You're not Jimmy Wells," he said. 20 years is a long time, but not long enough to change the shape of a man's nose." "It sometimes changes a good man into a bad one," said the tall man. "You've been under arrest for 10 minutes, Silky Bob. Chicago informed us that you might come our way. Now, before we go on to the station, here's a note I was asked to hand you. It's from Patrolman Wells." The man from the West unfolded the little piece of paper. His hand was steady when he began to read, but it trembled a little by the time he had finished. "Bob, I was at the appointed place on time. When you struck the match to light your cigar, I saw it was the face of the man wanted in Chicago. Somehow I couldn't do it myself, so I got someone else to do the job. Jimmy."